It has been a long time since we've been together learning Motzei Shabbos Shir. So it's good to be back. Hopefully we'll continue in the next couple of weeks and months. I had asked Rabbi Lubin to join the turn into rotation. He's excited.
So in the next, there,
yeah? Yes. Oh, he just has to find a week when he's not insanely busy. I think he had nine smuchas this week or something like that, which is, yeah, kind of scary. But he's excited. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll keep everyone posted. And it is good to be back learning. I want to thank Miriam and her parents for hosting the shir tonight. And I give you, Matt, a bracha that your home should also be saturated with Torah and Chesed like this home is. Tonight will be a little different. Usually we do Motzei Shabbos Chizlik, where it's more of like the Musar or Hashkafa. I thought we learned together Shir. Hopefully we'll get Chizlik from it. Torah, all Torah should be Mechazik us. The Gemara says that Barasi Yetzirahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the medicine. Is what we do. What we do to grow. So while it's more of a shir per se, hopefully we'll get chizik from it. Also, I got sources. I hope that's okay. And not too, if you can pass them around, please. We're going to learn about Shal Shodos. And we're going to learn about Shal Shodos for a couple of reasons. I mean, it's every week. It's a mitzvah. I've had over the last couple months and really years, a lot of questions about Shal Shodos, certainly coming from women. Do they really have to do Shal Shodos? What's the story? I think now, really, already this week wasn't easy, but Shal Shodos becomes increasingly difficult with the clocks changing tonight and, you know, lunch ending like in time for Shal Shodos. It's been a hard, since I moved here, it was a hard transition. I now usually start lunch later than I used to finish lunch. I don't know, when I lived in Psaic, we start lunch like 11 o'clock, 11:15. Finished at 12:45, 1 o'clock. And now I'm lucky if we start lunch before that. You weren't in Eretz Yisrael that long. You probably remember. I know that I set up my daughter to go for Shabbos to one of my friends who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, yeah, tell her lunch is at 11 o'clock. My daughter like, well, that's breakfast. That's not a... So now, if you're going to finish lunch at, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, and Shkia next week is... What time is Shkia next week? 4:45, 4, something crazy like that. Shal Shodos becomes very, very challenging. So I thought we'd learn about Shal Shodos. I hope to get chizuk from it. We'll learn halacha, about Shal Shodos in general, how it relates to women, and then try to offer a deeper perspective and insight into Shal Shodos, which hopefully will give us chizuk. So that's the plan this evening. If you open it to the first page, is a very interesting Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that talks about Shal Shodos and speaks about the incredible reward that one receives for fulfilling Shal Shodos. The Gemara says, in the middle of the first line, Kol Mekayim Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos, someone who fulfills three meals on Shabbos. Number one, Nitzol Mishalosh Peronios. He's, or she, we'll see, they are saved from three punishments. Number one, Mechevel Shal Mashiach. We know when Mashiach comes, Meher B'Yameinu, there's going to be a terrible, it's going to hurt, it's going to be pain, there's going to be destruction. So a person who's fulfilled Shal Shodos, Shalosh Seudos, not Shal Shodos per se, but the three meals, will be saved from Chevel Shal Mashiach. Number two, Medina Shal Gehenim. And number three, Melchemes Gog U'Magog, the terrible war that's going to be. That's why people thought that after the Holocaust, for sure Mashiach was coming, because to think there'll be a Gog U'Magog worse than what happened at the Holocaust, we can't comprehend such a thing. So a person who fulfills these three meals on Shabbos is saved from those three things. Chevel Shal Mashiach, Dina Shal Gehenim, and Melchemes Gog U'Magog. And the Gemara quotes Psukim for each one. The Pasuk by Shal Shodos says Yom, and each of these three things it talks about the word Yom appears. So there's a Gezer Shava, we learn a Remez, that you're saved from these three things. And we'll come back in a minute as to why, what's common, why these three things. It seems rather random. There's another Gemara in Shabbos, the next Amud. The Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara there lists a lot of Amoraim, and they're explaining like what their mitzvah was, what they think they did to merit who they became. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei chelki me'ochle shalosh seudos b'Shabbos. My portion, my lot should be among those who eat three meals on Shabbos. Mefarshim do point out that it's interesting to use the word ochle here, as opposed to the first Gemara we saw. It says kol ha-mekayim, one who fulfills. Why does he say yehei chelki me ochle shalsha? So there is an opinion which we're not going to address tonight. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shekol nevaro. There is an opinion that you can fulfill shalsha with divrei Torah, which is interesting. So maybe he's saying yehei chelki me ochle. My lot should be amongst those who eat three meals on Shabbos. And then Omer of Nachman, Tasi Li, De Kayemes, Shalosh Shulis for Shabbos. I'm going to have this great reward. I'm getting this. I'm who I am because I had three meals on Shabbos. Well, of course, there's an obligation. Why is that so special? So the Marsha already points out, because people are very lax. So even though it's an obligation, there's certain obligation which everyone does. Certain mitzvahs have had siyata d'shmaya that many people fulfill it. Shalshus is not one of them. Three meals on Shabbos, as we know, a lot of people. In the summer, they have a nice shalshus. You sit outside, it's a long day. But a lot of people are lax in shalshus. So that's why Rav Nachman and Rav Yossi are focusing on shalshus. It happens to be, this is really a side note, but Mefarshim point out something very beautiful about this Gemara, that every person, I don't know if we spoke about this here, every person needs to have a mitzvah. Every person should have a mitzvah. These Amorim, of course, he did Shal Shus. What are you saying? Shal Shus was my mitzvah. You know, the Rambam says on the line that you'll hear in shul sometimes before Kaddish, Rabbi Chananya ben Akashia, Amar Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh. He wanted to do good by Klal Yisrael. So what did he do? Lefichach Hir Balehem Torah Mitzvos. He gave them a lot of mitzvos, right? Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Leficha Achir B'Lehem Torah Mitzvos. So the most explain is, it means that we have a lot. We have a lot of opportunities, a lot of opportunities to connect. There's so many mitzvos, so many chances to connect. The Rambam says, no. It's because everyone's different. Everyone's unique. Everyone has a different mitzvah, a different character, a different personality, something that they enjoy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made so many mitzvahs so we all could find our unique, you have to keep all of them, but to have your mitzvah. I don't know if I've said this before, I apologize. I heard once Rabbi Reisman speak, and Rabbi Reisman said that someone in the shul called them with a shayla, a chalon pot, and the milk spoon, was a complicated kasher shayla. So Rabbi Reisman said to them, the halach is mutter, but a yari shemayim should be machmir. You'll see that language in the Mishnah Brura, the Aruch HaShulchan, a lot. Mutter, but a yari shemayim should be machmir. So the congregant said to Rabbi Reisman, he's a shul in Brooklyn, he said, so, okay, so is it kosher or is it not? Like, can I eat the food or not? So he said, it's mutter, but a yari shemayim should be machmir. He said, Rabbi, just tell me, can I eat it or not? So Rabbi Reisman joked that he wanted to put on the shul membership form a checkbox to tell off if you have Yerush Shemayim or not, right? So what do you do practically? So Rav Reisman's Eitza was that everyone has to have like a mitzvah that they're going to be machmir. If you're going to be machmir in everything, you go crazy. But have a thing that you, it's your baby, it's your mitzvah, it's your thing, and then on that you'll be machmir, but you don't be machmir on everything. So that comes from this Gemara. The Amoraim are saying, Shal Shurz was my thing. Now, what's so unique about those three things? Chevel shel Mashiach, Dina shel Gehenim, and Melchemes Gog Magog. It seems rather random. Is that just like the worst three punishments a person could have? And Shal Shudah saves you? Why Shal Shudah saves you from those three things? So the Torah Tmima was the son of the Archa Shulchan. The Torah Tmima is very interesting. He was learning the Velazhen Yeshiva, and he had to go work. His family had no more parnasa, and he needed to go leave. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, who happened to have been his uncle, the Nitziv, for like a bracha. I'm leaving Yeshiva, I'm going to work, give me a bracha. I can stay learning and stay growing. So the Nitziv told him, every time you have like a ha'ara, a thought, a chiddush, a kasha, anything on chumash, write it down. And when you finish all the sefer brishas, you'll come through with like your notebook full of stuff. And that's what we have, the five bombs of the Torah Tmima, which is amazing, really amazing. So he writes as follows. He says in source 4, Lo nizbayar shaychus ha'inyanam ha'ila l'kiyam mitzvah zu. It's not clear what the connection between these three things, Chevel Hashem Mashiach, Din Hashem Ganim, Mechemes Gog Magog, what that has to do, what's the Sheikhus to three meals on Shabbos? He says, and we're going to come back to this, Ktsas Yesh Lomar, one could suggest, the Ikar HaKavani L'Sud HaShlishis. The main Kavanah of this Gemara is not the three meals. It's really referring to the third meal. Sud HaShlishit, Shal Shunis. It is very hard for most people to have a real suda at Shal Shas. Why? We're still full from chakras. It's very hard. It's very challenging. When you fulfill Shal Shas, the beginning is tsar. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. She'ochel sholot tail. When we're not hungry, it's not kishmak to eat when you're not hungry. V'sofa ratzum. But in the end, it's gevaldik. It's amazing. Why is it amazing? She'mekayim ha-mitzvah k'mamara. You fulfill a mitzvah. So you start. The start is tsar, and it ends with ratzum, with something very beautiful. He says v'chol eila ha'nyanim she'chashiv kan hein tchilasan tsar v'sofa ratzum. All three of those things are things that start with pain and end with something very positive at the end. Chevel Hashem Mashiach, obviously, it's the birth pangs of Mashiach. Gehenim, at the end of Gehenim, is a beautiful, a lichter Gan Eden, a beautiful Gan Eden after Gehenim. Mechemes Gog Magog is Yimos Mashiach. So all these three things are things that are painful, but turn out beautiful and incredible. So too, the feeling or the atmosphere around the third meal, Shal Shash. I thought that was a very nice insight. So where does this come from, Shal Shash? Is this a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Is it a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan? Where does it come from? How much do you have to eat? What do you have to eat? Are women obligated? Let's take a few minutes and try to, we can't do it justice in the time we have here, but we'll try to go through it a little bit. So if you take a look in source number 6, is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayav Adam Lachal Shabbos. Excuse me, how many meals does one have to eat on Shabbos? So Tana Kama says, Shalosh, three. Reb Chidka Omer Arba, imagine four meals on Shabbos. We don't pass it like that. And Omer B'Yochan, Mishnem, Mikra Echa Darshu, they both learned their opinions from the same Pasuk. Pasuk in Mishalach, it's in the next source, you can take a look. Vayomer Moshe, it's referring to the Mon. Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lom Timsa'o Basada, three times Yom. So says the Tana Kama, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about eating. Ichluhu, eat it, eat the man. How many times? Three. Hayom, hayom, hayom. And the next opinion says four, because three times yom besides Lila. So it's Lila plus three. But we paskin like the Tana Kama that three times a yom, so there's a chiyuv to have three meals on Shabbos. Now, just to help me out, a simple pshat, if you read through this Gemara, is should there be a difference between the first meal, second meal, and the third meal? Seemingly not. They're all learned out from the same pasuk. There's no indication that there's something different about the third meal. So in fact, the Levush in source 9, we'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, the Levush in source number 9, Levush was a student of the Ramah, lived in Prague, passed away in 1612, or Mordechai Yaffe. He says, V'izar mo l'kayim sudah shlishis, v'hi min ha-Torah gamkein. It's daraisa. Unbelievable. We think Shal Shas is like this. It's not just us. It's in the times of the Gemara also they relax. But it's not a little thing. There's no difference between the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal and the Shal Shas meal. It's daraisa, v'hi min ha-Torah. Why? He quotes our Gemara, our Pasuk. It's the same Pasuk, the same source, the same three times Hayom, says Levush, it's daraisa. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to weigh in. The Shulchan Aruch, and going back to source A, just says, be very careful. Yezahir ma'od l'kayim suda shlishis. Be very careful. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't write that by every halacha, by every mitzvah. Yezahir ma'od. I think he writes, Yezahir ma'od, because people are not so careful. He says, you have to eat. He points out, achacham ina barosho. Someone is smart, can think ahead. Don't eat so much at lunch, because you know you're going to have Shal Shas. Oh, I'm so full. Okay, well, there's a reason we're so full. So Levush learned this daraisa. So the Eli Rabbah, who is a commentary on the Levush, came a little bit later, 16, 60s to 1712. Leo Spira. The Levush writes is only it's Durabon. There's a pasuk. The pasuk is an asmachta, and asmachta means it's a din derabanan. But they attach a pasuk almost like a mnemonic, or maybe it's an enhanced derabanan. But the Eliyahu Rabba learns it's derabanan. So you have machlokes levush and Eliyahu Rabba whether it's deraisa or derabanan. It comes along the Aruch HaShulchan in source 11, and he writes the levush kasav shem in the Torah, kedichsev tlasa hayom. The levush writes it's deraisa 3 times. It says hayom. The in Efsher she'ein on mamish min haTorah. It's possible. It's not mamish deraisa. Mikomakum vada mitakanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if you learn it's derabanan, it's from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a higher level derabanan. This is not from Anshei Knesset Gedola. This is a derabanan from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. She'ein kibo misinai v'heim miramzin neged gimel avos. There's 1,000 Ramazim, not 1,000, there's 10 Ramazim maybe. Gimel Avos, Avram Tzuchin Yaakov, Torah Nevi Muxuvim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Dvarim Gedolim V'Noraim. Shal Shudas is something great and awesome. And we'll try to explain a little bit later why that is. So here you have Machok as Darais Darabanan. It's unclear at the end of the day whether it's Darais Darabanan. I'm not sure it really matters. But you have a machok, that's why it's deraisa derabanan. How much you have to eat? For purposes of time, I'm not going to see the sources inside. But you have, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside, you have a many opinions. The Ramban says that you could be yotzei shal shus, and I'm sure you've heard this, on fruit or other snack foods. The Ritva, one of the other Rishonim, disagrees. Let me ask you a question. Would anyone suggest you could be Yotze Friday night meal with fruit? Have some crackers and tuna fish for Friday night? No? So if all three meals are learned from the same pasuk, from the same source, from the same hayom, why should there be a difference between the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal and the Shal Shudas meal? So says the Ritva, no, you can't be Yotze. You can't be Yotze with fruit. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in source 14, we'll read this inside, there's 4 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, Tzarech La'asosu B'pas, you have to have bread. 2, V'yesh Omrim, She'yochal La'asosu B'chol Ma'ichal Ha'asui Me'echem Me'chamesh Yashmine Dagon. Have it on the 5 grains, Mizonos foods. That's the second opinion. V'yesh Omrim, She'yochal La'asosu B'dvarim She'malaftin B'hen Ha'pas, Kibasa v'dagam, you could have avalo peros. You could have it with meat or fish, but not fruit. The yesh omrim dafilu b'peros yachal asosa. There is an opinion. This is in the Shulchan Aruch, not a contemporary posek. The Shulchan Aruch says there are those who say you could have it even on fruit, coming from the Ramban. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'svara rishona ikar. The first svara, which is bread, really makes the most sense. Should tzarech la'asosu b'pas. Oh, says the Shulchan Aruch, very important, ella in kein hu saveya b'yoser. Unless the person is very full. The person is full. Next week, if your family's have a company, and you're finishing lunch at 3:45, and shiki is at 4:40, and a person's very full, so then a person could be yotze with other items. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins as well. Mishnah Berurah says that l'chachila is better to have it on bread, certainly. But if it's difficult, a person is certainly yotze b'di'eved with other foods. Now, if anyone has questions, please don't hesitate. So again, we have machlokas deraisa rabbanan. We have machlokas where you can yotze with non-bread items. 4 opinions. Only bread, mizonos, meat, fish, and then even fruit and b'di'eved, a person is satiated, a person is going to get nauseous from eating. It's too difficult. So then a person could be yotze with other food items. Now, women, are women obligated or not? So what would we say? Why yes, why no?
Yes, because we're
Chayim and things in Shabbos. Why are you chayim and things in Shabbos?
Because there's Asa and Mosa.
Right, very good. Okay, anyone else? So first we have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishon, says something very interesting. Not like you, not against you, just something different. Says Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the top of page 5, source 16, in his work, Sefer Yashar, Rabbeinu Tam is one of the Rishonim. He says, V'noshim im chayos, if women are obligated, nira, da'af heim hayu boso anis. Wow, afhein hayu boso anis. Where do we have that concept? Afhein hayu boso anis. They too were included in the miracle. What is that? Hanukkah, Purim, right? Dal kosos. Women are obligated, all those, because afhein hayu boso anis. So there was a nes. What was the nes? The man. Did women enjoy the man? Were they part of that nes? Absolutely. So says Rabbeinu Tam, afhein hayu boso anis. And therefore, women are obligated, just like they're obligated in all the other mitzvahs that we just mentioned. Chanukah, Purim, Dal Kosos. Now, it's interesting. We paskin, it's machlokes, but most, that afin hayu boso anis only obligates women in mitzvahs derabanan, not in mitzvahs deraisa. So, maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is learning that shalosh is only derabanan, and then you could apply afin hayu boso anis. Maybe he learns that afin hayu boso anis also applies deraisa. I don't know. So that's one svara, why women would be obligated. The Ramban says like Sophie. The Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam in source 17. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and then take a look at the second line in source 17. He says, Vein Sarach, you don't need the Rabbeinu Tam. Shebekol Maisa Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shavim. For all Isurim, all matters of Shabbos, men and women are on the same playing field. Where does that come from? So it comes from a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that women are obligated in Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush. Women are obligated in Midaraisa. The Gemara is a kasha. Wait a second. Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh, shezman grama. Right? It's once a week. It's at night. So if Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh, shezman grama, why are women obligated in Kiddush? So Rava comes along and he says, Zachor v'shamor. Zachar v'shamar. Shamar refers to the losases, protect, watch, guard. Zachar simcha Shabbos l'katsha refers to Kiddush. So the Gemara says in the end of source 18, the second to line from the bottom, El Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Zachar v'shamar, kol sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. Anyone who's included in the losases of Shabbos, as Rashi explains, Shamar, Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Lo Sasa Malacha, the Issa Malacha, anyone who's included in that, Yeshno B'Zachira, is included in Zachar. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And says the Gemara, Bahani Nashi, these women, Ho'ov, Isnei B'Shmira, they're included in the Lo Sases, Isnei B'Zachira. They're included in the Ases of Shabbos. So says the Ramban, says the Gemara, and the Gemara is really only referring to Kiddush, the Ramban is extending it to all mitzvos Asei, of Shabbos, but whoever's obligated in the Los Ases, men and women, are obligated in the Ases, and that overrides the fact that Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh, shezman grama. You have this also by Pesach, right? You're obligated in Matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah saseh, shezman grama. So the Gemara has a drasha, whoever's included in the Isser of Chametz is included in the mitzvah of Matzah. A similar type of concept. So says the Ramban, that's why women are obligated. And so you don't need afein hayu boso anis. Not that that's wrong, per se. But you don't need that reason. It's more simple. All mitzvot I say of Shabbos, women are included. I didn't find any Rishon that said women are not obligated in Shalashos. There are those who don't like Rabbeinu Tam's application to this, because afin hayu boso anis refers to the rabbanans. I didn't see anyone who says women aren't obligated. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, in source 20, paskins that way. The Shulchan Aruch is explicit in source 20. Nashim chayavos besud shlishas. Women are obligated in this third meal. Why? Comes along the Mishnah Brura, the Halig of Chafetz Chaim, and he explains both reasons. To the Chol Mili de Shabbos, source 21, Ish v'Isha Shavin. All matters of Shabbos, men and women are equal. Vod, Shagam Heim, Hayuboso Anis, Shal Haman. They were included in the miracle, like Rabbeinu Tam said. Val kula mamar ichlu hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to everybody, eat them on today. So therefore, they're obligated, and that's the obligation of the three meals, so women are obligated. Archa Shulchan says the same thing. Pashuru in Surah 22, Degam Noshim Chayavos B'Seuda Shlishas. It's Pashur, that women are also obligated in this third meal. Why? D'b'chol Mili D'Shabbos Nusharis Noshim Kanoshim. In all matters of Shabbos, women are obligated just like men are, and comes along the Archa Shulchan. You know, the Archa Shulchan was a communal rabbi in Europe, and he wrote his sefer for, wrote a sefer as like a sefer on the Shulchan Aruch. Archa Shulchan wrote it as a psak for his community. So he tells you a lot about like what was going on at the time, what the minhagim were. So he writes, V'har be'eshen yodos mizeh. There are a lot of people who don't know this. V'yeshel hodion. We should tell them. It doesn't mean you should give your mother's musr. That's not what we're saying here. Doesn't mean we have to put up signs outside of shul. But says the Archa Shulchan, we should tell them. Ulaz hiran. Sheyishmeru l'kayim mitzvahs sudas shlishis. We should tell them, we should warn them, not warn them, we should tell them, we should be mazir, we should encourage them that they should fulfill the mitzvah of sudas. This is the same Archa Shulchan who had said, Dvarim gedolim v'noraim, that sudas shlishis, shal shudas, is great and awesome. And that seems to be, I looked at a bunch of the contemporary svarim, the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa, even in English, Rav Simcha Burum Kom's book on Shabbos, right? Pesach Kron's son, or Eliezer Kron, has a sefer on women halacha. There's an old two-volume book, you know what I'm talking about? Women halacha, it's like this yellow sefer. Yeah. It's excellent. I was looking for someone who finds like a limud zuchus or a mora heter for a woman not to have shal shudas. I didn't find it. It seems to be, it's rather clear that they're obligated in shal shudas. What I want to end with is, why is shal shudas so special? Yeah, we saw a Torah Tamima that, you know, it starts off with tsar and ends with ratzon. But if you really think about it, it's quite incredible, the rewards of shal shudas. We're talking about like being saved from like the worst of the worst. Tchevel shel Mashiach, dina shel Gehenim. I mean, that's something special. The language of the Archa Shulchan, Devarim Gedolim V'Noraim. I'm not proficient in all of the Archa Shulchan. I don't know how often he uses that phrase, but that's not a phrase I haven't seen too often. So what's so special? So I want to share with you an idea I saw. It's in Source 24. It's beautiful, really beautiful. He quotes, this is a sefer called Likutei Maharich, which is written a couple hundred years ago, I think, develops a lot of the minhagim of Klal Yisrael and offers meaning into a lot of what we do. And he quotes the Rav HaKadosh Lublin, who says as follows. The first question is, why is it called Shal Shudas? We call the third meal Shalosh Seudot. It's the third meal, it's not three meals. Why is it called? I don't even know what Shal Shudas is. I'll leave that aside. If someone knows what Shal Shudas, what it even means, I don't know. But we call it the right Seuda Shlishis makes a little bit more sense, right? It's the third meal, but we call it Shalosh Seudos. It's not three meals. It's one meal. So the Rav of Milublin says as follows: unbelievable. He says the Lekach Korin Lesuda Gimel B'Shem Shalosh Seudos. There's a reason. And after I saw this, I would have been very mocked to call it Shal Shudas or Shal Shudas, as opposed to, you know, the people, there are certain people like very proper in how you pronounce things, and usually because they don't know, there's meanings behind everything that we do. So Seuda Shlishis is, Seuda Shlishit is like the more proper way grammatically, but it's missing this deep meaning that we're going to learn. He says, L'kach korin l'suda gimel b'shem shalosh sudas. There's a reason why. It's called three meals. Shezehu mekayim kol ha-sudos. The third meal is what helps you fulfill the first two meals. Why is that? Kisuda rishon v'shnia hu raiv. V'yeshel gam kein hana. Friday night comes. We enjoy the Friday night suda so much. and we should. Often we're hungry. Certainly people don't want to eat a big meal Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos. They could be hungry for Shabbos. We're hungry. There's hana. It's a delicious suda. The table is set. It's beautiful. We enjoy it. Hagam shu mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. You're right. I grant you that. The karasa l'Shabbos oneg. Oneg Shabbos. Ach. You know, could it be that that Friday night meal is not totally l'shem shemayim? Dinner Thursday night. Dinner Sunday night. By some people, Sunday night dinner is maybe nicer than Friday night dinner. Shabbos afternoon, we're also hungry. We haven't eaten. Maybe it's not l'shem shemayim. I've told you the story of the Kutzker. I'm sure I did. I'll tell it to you again. It's my favorite story, and I apologize. Maybe some of you weren't there. The Kutzker was a young bacher. Kutzker is known for his MS, the Midah of MS. That's what we spoke about here, being honest with yourself. And the Kutzker was in yeshiva, and he got put up at like the most pious person in town for the Sudas on Shabbos. They didn't have dorms in yeshiva. And he gets there Friday night, and they bring out the food. You remember this? They bring, not you, per se. I mean you. They bring out the food. They start with the fish. And the father of the house, very chassid, he puts the fish on his fork, and he picks it up, and he says, Haraini oicha l'shem kuvud Shabbos. And the whole family goes, ooh, mine. Unbelievable, eat the fish. And the next course comes, they bring out the soup. And the oldest son of the house puts the soup on the spoon, and he closes his eyes, and he says, Haraini oicha l'shem oinig Shabbos. And everyone goes, ooh, mine. And they eat the soup, and the Kutzker's like rolling. He's rolling his eyes. He's like, this is ridiculous. Then they bring out the chicken, and the next son, he picks up the chicken. Hareini oichel shein kedusha Shabbos. Ooh, my. And the Kutzker says, ridiculous. Ridiculous. He takes his kugel on his fork, he picks it up, and he says, Hareini oichel shein mein boich. I'm eating for my belly. I'm eating for my belly. And they spit their food out. Could it be? He says, das is nishein. It's not nice. He said, yeah, aber das is MS, but it's true. Come on, you're eating Friday night because the Sheikh Kavod Shabbos. You're eating because you're hungry, and the food is delicious. My kids now, we have this shtick in the house. They always say L'shem Ein Boich. Like Motzei Shabbos, they want to go get pizza. It's like Daddy Malav Malka. Like Malav Malka, they go okay L'shem Ein Boich. Be honest, you know you the Malav Malka. You know, because in the summer when you're not milchiks yet, you're not asking to go for pizza, which is fine. I'm happy to take you for pizza, but don't turn it into... We turn things into Yiddish, guys. Someone called me recently that they wanted, before the Karbach came in, we should have like a toameh. We'll have like food and l'chaims, and we'll make like a whole matzav out of Erev Shabbos. I said, listen, I like to eat, I like to have l'chaim, but don't call it toameh. You want to have a party, which is fine. Like, let's not make everything into Yiddishkeit. It's okay to have a good time. Not l'shem ein boich. So what he's saying over here is that could be the Friday night meal is not l'shem shemayim. It could be. Maybe everyone here is on a different madriga than I am. Friday night, I was hungry and I was enjoying my... Was I really thinking Kavod Shabbos? Was I thinking Oneg Shabbos? Was I thinking I'm having a Sudas Melech? I'm having a meal to celebrate my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Zecher L'maisa Bereishis. And everything that Shabbos, we can't talk about that all now, but everything, and having a meal to celebrate that, am I thinking that? When I go out to dinner with my wife for our anniversary, I'm thinking, that's our anniversary, we're talking about our marriage, it's different than a regular Tuesday night dinner. Am I really thinking that, Shabbos? Really? Maybe not. So what do? So he says, Ach, Se'uda Zu, when you eat Shalosh Hudas, when it's not Gishmak, and I don't mean the food, I mean it's hard. This afternoon was not easy. Next week will be very challenging. When a person could eat next Shabbos, zeh migala shehu l'shem shemayim. That's migala. Not that this meal is l'shem shemayim. That's migala. That tells us that all three meals were l'shem shemayim. Ki einu toyev. A person is not hungry. V'meila mesakin hakol. Fixes everything. Shegama barishonos. Afilu lo haya toyev. Hayagam kem kaim. I would have fulfilled it. I didn't just eat because I'm hungry. If I only ate because I'm hungry, I wouldn't have Shal Shudas. Oh, you have Shal Shudas, and you have a nice Shal Shudas, not just, you know, one piece of cantaloupe because I know I'm supposed to have Shal Shudas. I'm not saying everyone has to eat whatever, but a person could have a real meal and it's a covered Shabbos. It's because there's Kosh Baruch Hu says we celebrate the Shabbos by having three meals. It's misakin everything, and it becomes, this meal allows the kiyum of all three meals. Al-Kein Nikres Shalosh Sudos. That's why it's called Shalosh Sudos, three meals. Because this meal retroactively allows, triggers the kiyum, the fulfillment of all of Shabbos. And many people say this. The Machzik Bracha, next door to the Chida, says basically the same thing. If you take a look at the third line, he says, Ubesuda Shalishis, Magdil Kavra Shabbos, Lasas Bosuda Mechudeshis. If you have a special meal, Vazor Lakaima and Yisrael Gam al Suda Laila Vesuda Shnia. The reward is on the first two meals also. Ki'ilu Asam Lakavra Shabbos. It makes it as if all the meals are Lakavra Shabbos. Sometimes, and this is true for a lot of the areas in our lives where we don't always know, like, what our kavanas are. Is it L'Shem Shemayim? Is it not L'Shem Shemayim? And when you have an opportunity to do something when you're not, so to speak, forced or coerced, or it's not right in front of you, it reflects back on everything else you do. When I was in yeshiva, they used to tell us that that's learning in Bein Hazmanim. You know, a lot of times you're in school. Now it's the same thing now for people who work in vacation. How do you use your time off? So during the year, you're busy. You have to work, you have to take class, you're in school, so you have an excuse. If a person takes time to learn when they don't have to, so then that means that excuse was a real excuse. It was valid. It's megala that really all along I had a valid excuse. And this comes up all the time when there are opportunities to do things that we don't always have, so then you know what's real and what's MS and what's the same shemayim. That's the beauty of Shalosh Sudos. Certainly, we should try at the nighttime Suda and the daytime Suda to have the Kavanos Hashem Shemayim. And yes, we eat because we're hungry, and yes, we eat because the food is Gishmak, but it should be a lot more than that. A Suda is, it's anniversary times 1,000, right? It's our celebration of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We celebrate by eating. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu is here with us, and we're celebrating that. But in the event that maybe it is, maybe it's not, it's hard to know. So a person who could have Shalosh Sudos well, whether that's just to eat Shalosh Sudos on a minimal level, but it means to maybe get together with friends, talk Divrei Torah, sing, make something special for Shalosh Sudos, it turns the whole concept of the three meals into something very beautiful. I know for me, and I'll end with this, when I came back from yeshiva, I was living in Teaneck at the time, every Shabbos, and it was a little bit easier because we were at Mincha. Every Shabbos, there were four or five of us who got together every single Shabbos afternoon, right after Mincha, sometimes we'd have Mincha earlier, and got together Shalosh Sudos. Someone would tell Dvar Torah, we would sing, sometimes we would just, well, happens to be that Chevra are now, probably many of them, you've heard of Rabbi, not the Rabbi Arya Leibowitz who teaches in Hawaii, but the one who's a Rabbi in Shalvim. Rabbi Arya Leibowitz, you should listen to his shiur online, he's incredible. Rabbi Yoni Levin, who's the assistant rabbi in Ish Kodesh, I guess now they were Shiva South Florida, Rabbi Yoni Levin, Rabbi Yigal Sklarin, who was a Rabbi in Ramaz for a long time, my good friend Mikey Richmond, who's not a rabbi, but he probably learns more than all the rest of us. We used to get together every single Shabbos, and then Shalosh Sudos became an opportunity not just to be Mechabit Shabbos and Avonik Shabbos, but also to grow together and Mechazik each other. So hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, we should continue learning together, and we should fulfill Shalosh Sudos, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chacham Einav Barosho, a person has to be smart. You can be frum, but it's you got to be smart. Chachamayin Barosho, in order to pace ourselves to be able to fulfill Shalosh Sudos properly, and hopefully that'll allow us to have Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, in all the meals of Shabbos in an uplifting way. Good luck.